Imminent invasion. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The White House says the National Security Council will meet tomorrow as Russia's military holds nuclear drills.
The ball is very much in Vladimir Putin's court as the world waits and watches for his next move. Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference. She says we are, quote, at a decisive moment in history. Ukraine's military says a new round of shelling by separatists along the border killed at least two of its soldiers.
Fox's John Scott. Putin has not responded to a request to meet with Ukraine's president to try to resolve the crisis.
Russia holding high power exercises said to have been pre-planned. They involved ballistic, hypersonic, and cruise missiles. Putin oversaw this in the Situation Room at the Kremlin with his closest friend of the moment, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, whose country has been hosting tens of thousands of the troops now doing exercises on Ukraine's borders.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Moscow. Canadian police officers in riot gear arrested more than 170 truck drivers demonstrating against COVID-19 mandates. Trucker Harold Jonker says the government overreacted to the Freedom Convoy.
It saddens us and discourages us that the government is using the police who have been sworn to protect it and serve us, that they're using them aggressively to suppress something that has been peaceful.
Four people arrested today are protest organizers. 19 police officers in Austin, Texas are facing charges over tactics used during a 2020 racial injustice protest. That's the most indictments of officers from a single police department following protests. The officers are on administrative duty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House is reportedly hoping the CDC will change its guidance on mask wearing in the next couple of weeks as more and more states roll back regulations.
So far, the CDC is not bucking to any pressure, but saying they do plan to update it when their science supports it. It hasn't stopped at least half a dozen blue state governors from defying the CDC, announcing plans to lift or relax mask policies ahead of the agency's go-ahead, including in Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, and Oregon. But Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says what we're seeing is a political shift. He just signed a law with bipartisan support giving parents the power to let their kids opt out of mask mandates in school. The White House says there are internal discussions about what the next phase of the pandemic plan will look like.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Some backyard birds on Long Island in New York have a highly pathogenic avian influenza. No human cases have been detected and there's no immediate public health concern. An unexpected splash in Miami Beach today.
It was about 1 p.m. along the crowded beach in Miami Beach when a helicopter plunged into the water close to the shore. Iggy Luco was there and posted his response on Twitter.
A helicopter just went down to Miami. Oh, my God.
Miami Beach police say there were three people on board the copter. They went to the hospital in stable condition. The FCC says the copter was a Robinson R-44 and went down, quote, under unknown circumstances. The National Transportation Safety Board will join the FAA to investigate how it happened. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Actor Lindsay Aaron Perlman, who had been missing for nearly a week, was found dead in Los Angeles. The 43-year-old appeared on General Hospital, American Housewife, and other shows. The cause of death is under investigation. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.